So for the first few sessions of my ototinnitus coaching, I felt like crap. Like, I felt terrible. And I'd join these sessions with Anna and I'd have this front on. Like, it wasn't a huge front, but it was like my head just felt like it was in a cloud. I just felt really bad within myself because tinnitus was getting me down so, so much. Like, I was talking to her and I was getting things off my chest, but the more I spoke negatively, the more negative I just felt. And Anna really, really helped me just find ways to stay positive throughout these sessions. And it's helped me so much. Like, in my first few sessions, I basically had like this work attitude on, because obviously, like, I've been spreading awareness for the past year and just talking about my tinnitus to someone like who's an expert and knows so much about it. I just kind of like was just on autopilot, even though I felt really, really bad about myself. I didn't want to open up. Like, I think therapy and like coaching like is quite difficult when you first start, simply because you have to delve deeper into your sense of self. So when I first started talking to Anna, it's kind of like, oh, you want to make a good impression, you want to like be nice and like really friendly, you don't really want to give too much away about what's going on like in your head. But I found throughout my most recent sessions, just really, really delving deep into like my vulnerable self has helped me so much, and it's helped me understand myself so much more. So I've just came out of, I don't know what number it is, I think it's like my fifth or sixth coaching session with Anna from Otto, and I basically told her how I'm feeling now, and I'm feeling so much better because it's been a variety of factors that have helped me. So Anna taught me loads of different techniques, like breathing exercises, visualization techniques, and just things that help me, like, what's the word? So, you know, when you're like writing things down, for example, like journaling, it's like the physical movement as well as getting your thoughts down on paper. It's like a combination of the two. There is a word for that. I have no idea what it is. But that has been so like refreshing for me, just to sort myself out in a physical and mental way. I think that's why like exercise really helps, because you're just getting like your like emotions out into doing something that's physical. So yeah, just writing things down has helped me a massive amount. Before I spoke to Anna, I really, really struggled with balance in my life. So I'd really struggle with like social things and trying to sort out when I'm going to do work, when I'm going to work towards my goals, when I'm going to exercise. And like this past year, I've been on my placement year at uni. So I'm in my third year, and then I've got my final year next year. So this year, it wasn't like fully always working. It was kind of like work on your own business kind of thing. And kind of like had to make me work on myself as well. But with that, because all my friends were like working as well and doing their own thing, it was hard to like see them all the time and hard to like plan dates around things. But I just could not balance my social life, and I couldn't balance my stress and get things sorted. But like now I've just learned, whenever I go to sleep, if there's something on my mind, just write it down. If I need to plan something, just write it down. Because if not, I'm going to go to bed and stress about it and try and remember it until I wake up. And obviously, that's going to be unconsciously playing in my mind throughout my sleep, and it's going to not get me a good night's rest at all. So every time like there's something stressing me out, I just go straight to a pen and paper and just write it down, get it out there, just to sort that balance out. From not having any balance in my life, I was so, so stressed. And the stress makes my tinnitus worse, and that's due to like blood pressure and more blood flow going to the inner ear, which can increase the sound of your tinnitus. So whenever I was tired, that would make it worse. But that's because your brain's not working like 100% as it should be. But then it also makes you more stressed, because like your brain doesn't know how to manage all these emotions. So if I didn't have a good night's rest, I would have this combination of stress and just tiredness, fatigue. I'd want to sleep all the time, and I would get such a bad mood. And then when I'm being moody to people, I'm just not going to get the good energy back. It's all about being positive. And if you're putting out good energy into the world, this sounds so spiritual, but it's so true. If you're putting out good energy, you're going to get the good energy back. For example, if you win the lottery, You're going to feel amazing. You're going to like go up to people and be so happy, and everyone's going to be like so happy for you. And it's just obviously you're going to be happy because you won loads of money, but like things are just going to get better from there because your mood is just so positive. Like that's just an example. So like even like when I felt really moody like the other day, I was like, right, I'm just going to like try and like trick my brain into feeling positive. Like I haven't like been really hungover, or I haven't like had this really bad night's sleep. So I'd go out there and I'd just like put on this like happy face, like smile. And then all of a sudden, like I was actually feeling happy because everyone was being positive back, and it just felt like everything was going my way. So when I talked negatively about myself and talked about how bad tinnitus was annoying me and how bad tinnitus is going to ruin my day, or I can't achieve with my tinnitus, it would literally stop me from doing things because of my tinnitus. And the more I put that into existence, the more my brain just believed, yeah, tinnitus isn't going to help me at all. And that's literally what cognitive behavioral therapy does. So if you're like tricking your brain and finding new pathways for your brain just to work things out positively. So for example, if you say to yourself, oh, my tinnitus might not ruin my day today, or like my tinnitus isn't actually bothering me that much today. It's just going to like trick your brain a little bit into thinking, oh, okay, like I don't need to be too stressed about the situation. Because it comes down to fight or flight as well. So your brain reacts to tinnitus in like a fight or flight response. So it's making you stressed out. It's making you on edge. It's giving you them anxious feelings. But if you just try and manage your emotions to it, like that response is going to go down significantly. So on the Otto app, I actually assessed my tinnitus and what stage I was at with my tinnitus. So I started off with being on stage 2 with Anna. And throughout my life, I've been stage 1, which is pretty much you can't really deal with tinnitus that well. You're not doing great and it's affecting your life. Like it is pretty much the worst stage you can be at. And I've felt like that for so, so long up until like the start of last year, simply because I started learning more and more about tinnitus and I started to understand it more. So when I got to Anna, I was at stage 2. And stage 2 is basically your feeling like tinnitus is controlling you, but you understand like you can get better, you can find ways to manage. So I was kind of at the point of acceptance, but I just did not know how to manage my tinnitus at all. So I kept talking to Anna and learning these techniques, these breathing exercises and visualization, and like talking to myself like in a future sense. So the one thing that really helped me, for example, was chair work. So I'd visualize myself as I'm future Karis and how I want myself to be then. So I'd basically say to myself, there's no need to worry about your tinnitus. You will habituate from it. You'll no longer care. And that really, really helped me. So after 5 or 6 coaching sessions with Anna, I decided today to take the assessment again, just to see where I'm at. I'm going to go through it again with you now. So I'll open up my app and I'll go on to stages. So if I press retake assessment, the first question you're asked is, how often are you aware of your tinnitus? So when I think about that for myself, I'm pretty much aware of it all the time. But is it being a roadblock for me? Not so much anymore. Like it's really not bothering me a huge amount because I know that I can kind of manage my emotions. So for me, I'm going to put sometimes for that. So you can choose either rarely, sometimes, often, or most of the time. The next statement is, when I hear my tinnitus, it irritates me. And for that one, I'm going to click sometimes, because sometimes my tinnitus can get so loud where it does annoy me. But I used to get so annoyed where I'd just sleep the whole day rather than just deal with like life. Whereas now I can actually manage my emotions and stay busy until the fluctuation subsides. So for that one, I'm going to press sometimes. The third statement is, I worry about my tinnitus. I don't necessarily worry about my tinnitus anymore. I used to worry about it so much because I was so scared there was like an underlying health condition that was causing tinnitus as a symptom. But since like I've had it my whole life, that is obviously not the case. Like I don't have any underlying health conditions and my doctor hasn't picked up on any. So I pretty much put my tinnitus down to like being hereditary. So I'm not necessarily worried about it because it's not going to hurt me. And the only way it can hurt me is if I let it by making me feel negative and down. So for that one, I'm going to click rarely because I'm really not that worried. The next statement says, my tinnitus makes me feel alone. And if you were to ask me this a year ago, I would say most of the time. But since like making my social media and finding Otto, I don't feel alone anymore because I know so many people deal with tinnitus, but there are also a lot of people out there doing their best to make help for us. So for that one, I'm going to select rarely. The next is, I struggle to get a good night's sleep. Well, sleep was an absolute insane thing for me, like a year ago today. I just couldn't manage my sleep whatsoever. I would just end up staying up all night, doom scrolling, because I wanted to distract myself from tinnitus. And I mentioned this to Anna in my first ever session. Like, that's one thing I really wanted to focus on sorting out. Having a sleep schedule has really, really helped me with that. And just listening to noises. Oh my God, listen to noises when you sleep. It will change your life, regardless of tinnitus or not. Like, literally, it will put you into like the best sleep ever. So for that one, I'm going to select rarely, simply because like for the past like 3 months, I've slept quite well. So yeah, that's quite rare. I use sounds to get to sleep. Yes, I do. So I'm going to click most of the time. I take medication to help me sleep because of my tinnitus. No, I don't take medication, but that can help you if you've got anxiety. It can help you relax. And it can be very beneficial for some people. The next one is, my tinnitus stops me from concentrating. And well, although it does stop me sometimes, like it stops me in my tracks a bit, I kind of know how to bounce back from it. So like before, I would be trying to do my work at uni and then I would just kind of just like zone out simply because my tinnitus was annoying me so, so much and I'd just lose my train of thought. But now, even with like a fluctuation, I can kind of concentrate on things that need to be done and just get on with life rather than just dwelling in the negativity of tinnitus. So for that one, I'm going to click rarely. When I'm tired, it gets worse. Yes. Most of the time, yes. And there's nothing I can do about that. So I'm going to click most of the time for that because although I can manage my emotions, I can't manage tinnitus directly. Like, it's always going to be doing its thing. The next one is, I feel in control of my tinnitus. I basically just answered that in the last one. So I don't really feel in control directly of my tinnitus at all. Like, it's the most unpredictable thing in the world. So I can manage my emotions, which can kind of control like how I feel towards my tinnitus, obviously. So for that one, I'm going to put sometimes because I don't not feel in control of it, but I know how to manage how I'm feeling towards it. So I'm going to put sometimes. It's now calculating my habituation stage. So yeah, this is what I got when I was in my session with Anna. I'm officially at stage 4 of habituation or in my tinnitus journey. So that basically means I'm managing well and I should just keep going as I'm doing. So yeah, that's the last stage of tinnitus, so I'm absolutely so proud of that. Like, it can fall back. Like, I was really worried about that. I actually said to Anna today, I was like, I know I've got to the final point of like my tinnitus journey where this is the best stage you can be at, but I'm so worried that I'm going to like fall back to like stage 1 when I start uni again. And that's simply because of like the anxiety of like not hearing anyone, not being able to socialise as well as I could like without tinnitus. And she went through so much with me just to put my mind at ease. Like, for example, I used to not be able to hear anything in lectures. So I'd sit like in a lecture hall. And if I'd been out the night before, my hangover would make my tinnitus so bad. So I literally could not hear the lecturer talking right in front of me. So this time, when I go back to uni, I'm going to ask them to wear a microphone or put subtitles up. Or let me keep my AirPods in and just not pick on me and say, why you got your AirPods in? Like, I want to have like my AirPods or my hearing aids in just to like help me listen to music and keep me like focused rather than not dwelling on my tinnitus, you know. So, but yeah, like if you're thinking, why not just use your hearing aids? like AirPods are very, very helpful because, first of all, they look cool for one. Second of all, they can actually amplify things, so you can actually like connect them to your phone and use your phone as like a microphone, and then your AirPods will help you with that. I should do something like a tutorial on how to do that, to be honest, but yeah, it's in settings. I don't know how to do it off the top of my head, but it's very, very helpful. Like Anna taught me that one and I had no idea about it, and everyone should know. But yeah, at the moment, like, I'm so pleased with the stage I'm at with my tinnitus. Like, it's no longer, like, controlling my life. And I'm managing, you know, I'm actually managing. I'm not dwelling on it all the time. Like, yes, my tinnitus gets bad sometimes. And I always say to people, look, my tinnitus is really, really bad. But does it bother me as much as it did? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And it's only going to get better from there. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking to yourself, right, I literally can't get past like stage one or stage two, like how the hell are you at stage four? Like, all I would say to my past self is just keep looking into breathing exercises, keep listening to sounds, and keep trying to be as positive as possible. Because if you're just like dwelling in the negativity of it all, like, it's just not going to help you at all. Even if you fake it, just fake it until you make it. Like, literally, like, if you just put a little bit of positivity out there each day when you're just feeling really, really crappy, like, even if it takes all your effort, just do it. Like, it will help you mentally just switch up. It really will. And it's pulled me out of, like, a real bad space it has, just being quite positive and writing things down and just, yeah, not dwelling on it. So, yeah, I highly recommend you just see what stage you're at and find what Otto or anyone else can help you with, because Otto has honestly, I can say, it has changed my life. The soundscapes that they've got on the app are amazing. Like, you cannot hardly see a loop or anything. Like, if you're wondering which one my favourite is, my favourite sound on Otto, it's called Gamma, and I have like mid-range hearing loss from my tinnitus. So because Gamma is like a mid-range frequency, it completely just masks my tinnitus perfectly. So yeah, definitely like check them soundscapes out, because I don't think they even compare to ones that you would find on like YouTube. Honestly, they are brilliant. But yeah, I just really wanted to share with you how I'm feeling now, because I'm feeling more positive than ever when it comes to my tinnitus. And although I wouldn't say I'm 100% habituated, I am now at that stage where I can happily say I'm managing very, very well with it. The only thing that I need to like sort out now is still my stress levels. Like, I've started managing that really, really well, but I'm still trying to find that balance in life. But I think everyone's going to be on that journey of trying to find balance, and things just do get hectic sometimes. So I think it's understanding that everyone's hectic, and like, don't put too much pressure on yourself. But yeah, that's pretty much all from me today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you in the next one.